your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Yes, good morning. Here's your news for Wednesday from KX93.5, brought to you by Laguna Beach Independent. Top story, police suspect someone spiked holding pens for recuperating sea lions with chlorine at Pacific Marine Mammal Centre in Laguna Canyon on Tuesday, and they asked for people's help to find the culprits. This is the first known animal assault at the centre or elsewhere in the region. The centre staff says the substance believed to be chlorine, like that used in swimming pools, was dumped into one of the centre's pools last Monday, sometime after 8 p.m, and sickened the animals, which suffered corneal ulcerations due to the contamination. The contamination affected 17 healthy sea lions, which were due to be released. 8 have recuperated, but 7 continue to receive treatment from a staff veterinarian, which involves flushing their eyes with fresh water. On a happier note, Laguna Beach High School students Dylan Augustine and Marlena Becker were singled out for awards at the South Coast Regional Occupational Programme on Tuesday. More than 350 people celebrated the achievements of 64 students given honours during a programme at the San Juan Hills High School Theatre. Awards were made from each career major and special award categories. Marlena, a Career Pathway Award winner, won in Arts and Design. Dylan was elected as one of 2 overall distinguished students. Also last night, a mostly full Laguna Playhouse enjoyed the easygoing banter of jazz vocalist Melanie Collins. She sang standards with a full big band, 17 pieces, squeezed onto the stage, which is set for Playhouse's current production of Murder for Two. Local sports now. A rowing crew from the Newport Aquatic Centre competed at Sacramento's Lake Natoma for the 2015 Southwest Regionals Championship race last weekend. Among the crew are Laguna Beach High School juniors Ian Detweiler, Chad Canner, Anthony Morell and Zach Spitz, who participated in various boats and emerged victorious in all their races. And finally, and for your information, the Housing and Human Services Committee meets today at 4 o'clock at the Susie Q Centre. On the agenda is discussion of research on homelessness initiatives. And this evening at the City Council, a discussion will be had on the subject of trials for paving Forest Avenue and other downtown streets. Some people think the town would be well served by street cafes and pedestrianised streets downtown. The discussion will be third on the agenda tonight, and that's at the City Council building. And that's your local news for this morning. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Thanks to the Indy for that. I'm Jason Feddie.